The time is 4 o'clock. This is Katie and Kay, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. And it is January 1st, 2026. We have this opportunity to make intentions for a whole new year. We made it through 2025. Big thanks to Miss Moon and Billy Bob Speaks for that really fun set.
Such a fun show.
All of that history from the previous year, which there was so much, it was easy to lose sight of how much happened in 2025. This is Raleigh Burley, editor of the Sopra Sun, joining you on the radio for Everything Under the Sun. Here in studio, contributing editor James Steinler.
Hello, Mr. Burley. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You know, it's rare that we're both in the studio at the same time doing this show.
I was thinking the same thing on the drive in here today, and I'm so glad to be here and share the studio with you once again.
But often when we are both here, we also are graced by the presence of Todd Chamberlain. Todd, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy New Year.
I'm going to adjust your mic real quick, Todd, while James kicks us off with a little bit of info about... Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
Did I say Happy New Year and everyone heard?
We heard you. It was just distorted.
Distorted, like I was in a box.
Effect.
Yeah.
It was a cool effect. We could have just rolled with it.
It could have been. Hello, hello, hello.
Well, big Happy New Year to everybody. Hey, Chris Hassig in the station. Happy New Year, Chris Hassig. How's your day been, Todd?
It's been pretty good. I'm actually enjoying the little snow that has fallen. Hopefully, we're going to get some more.
What a pleasant surprise to wake up and see snow falling after such a dry stretch.
Yeah, no snow on Christmas, but nice to bring in the new year with some fresh snow. Maybe it symbolizes a fresh start. I also want to give a shout-out just before we get started to our other weekly co-host Arthur Cherith, who's one of our youth interns. Couldn't make it in today because he generally drives all the way up from Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the weather.
We gave Arthur the day off.
We gave Arthur the day off. He deserves it. If you're listening, Arthur, we hope you're enjoying your New Year's day off.
Yeah. So very happy New Year to everybody who's listening right now. I thought the music on Katie and Kay has been really extra good. I love these days. It's kind of fun. Everywhere's closed.
I was thinking the same thing and writing the newsletter this morning. It's just quiet. It's a great time to contemplate and think about, you know, the year ahead and, yeah, reflect on the past year too. And everyone's doing kind of the same thing.
And I found that, like, food trucks were reliably open. I went to this new Venezuelan food truck, which is by the old mall in Glenwood Springs, and they have arepas, which I haven't had an arepa, which is like a corn kind of flour cheese filled delicious snack, but to my knowledge it's the first Venezuelan cuisine in the valley, and I read about it in Sol del Valle.
So helpful.
3D Saline, or 3D Salene, is the name of it.
Is it in Glenwood?
It's in Glenwood by the old mall. Okay. Really nice guy. And in Sol del Valle, he says that he aspires to open a restaurant. So hopefully we'll see that in the next few years. One of the benefits of having immigrant populations in a place is that we get to experience cultures of the world right here at home, and so really welcoming that fellow and his restaurant and the Venezuelan spirit here in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Sol del Valle is really digging up so much information news and new businesses and organizations, groups that are doing good work that might otherwise go unnoticed, just because it does take bicultural or Latino cultures, Latino culture reporters to go out and seek that information authentically and in a trusting kind of way, especially I think with today's climate.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, big shout out to Sol del Valle to bringing so much more awareness to not only our Spanish readers, but also our English readers, because once a week we translate an original Sol del Valle story in the Soper's Sun.
There's also a Filipino food truck right next to it.
Right next to it.
And I think what must be the only, like, it's a hybrid gas station and, like, THC concentrate. Like, they sell both gasoline and dabs.
That's a great place to set up a food truck.
Sure.
It is.
It's really brilliant.
Well, cool. We are here more or less just shooting the shoot, talking about this past year and welcoming calls. It's a rare thing on Everything Under the Sun, but if you want to call the studio 963-2976, then we'd be happy to
get you on the air
and you can join in on reflecting on this past year.
Tell us what we're doing right. tell us what we're doing wrong. Just also want to say, and I know you already mentioned it, but Billy Bob and Miss Moon, Amy Kimberly's show is so good. And also they did their own kind of year in review, which, yeah, like you said, a lot has happened.
And it was cool because they hit, like, the national highlights. We honed in on the local.
I was a little worried that they were going to scoop us.
Yeah. But among the local stuff, I mean, I've got it spread out in front of me. James and I spent a few days putting together this year in review, looking at items that grace Scuttlebutt and also had their own dedicated articles. But we'll just pull a few highlights out of the list here. You know, one thing, and Sol del Valle did their own version of this, which I read this morning. And so there's this note about local firefighters from this area traveling to those horrendous fires in Los Angeles County. And last year, this was what I got from Sol del Valle. They were driving through snowstorms because it was a snowy time in January. But that was certainly an interesting one that I'd pull out from January.
Yeah, and the Carbondale and Rural Fire Protection District dispatched some of our locals out there, and it was just neat to see that support, especially when it wasn't necessarily coming from the federal government, but states and local municipalities and fire districts stepping up to help someone all the way over in California, our homes, and people. So good on you, Carbondale and Rural Fire Protection District.
Another highlight from January that, you know, you wouldn't see everywhere, but you'll find it in the Soper's Sun. The female bald eagle in the Aspen Glen area, whose mate was hit by a car on Highway 82, found a new companion.
That's such a nice love story.
Photo evidence of their affair.
That really was disappointing, because I remember when Amy had first reported on the mate being struck by a vehicle on 82, which is just so sad. And that was a really beautiful photo. We don't have that photo in print, but I think it is maybe online.
Sol del Valle got it in there.
Oh, good.
I saw it in their Que Paso el Año Pasado section. In other wildlife news, Colorado Parks and Wildlife completed the second release of gray wolves, bringing the total number of introduced wolves in the state to 25. And I thought it was interesting in researching this since then. That was January, the number of introduced wolves at 25 to the end of this year. 10 of those wolves were killed by accidents, natural causes, and government removal in the case of one of those wolves. However, an unknown number of pups have been born and 4 packs have formed. So fascinating to watch the reintroduction of a species in real time. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it is wild.
Wild.
Yeah, and growing quickly, it seems like. And also we can't, I'd say more than half the wolves that were dropped off, you know, that are collared, there's more than that number that are now pups that will be out prowling the high country and the all around Colorado, including here in Garfield and Pinckney counties.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's probably so much confusion among the wolves who were introduced, however, as like their ants, their what is it, descendants, kind of carry their instinct through learning the land, and that gets passed on from one generation to the next. Maybe they'll start to feel more integrated in with the fabric of the ecosystems here.
I read that actually a while back in one of, I think when they were bringing the wolves from British Columbia, and it was in Aspen Daily News as a special Sunday edition. So it's a lengthy article, but it touched on that and how maybe it's not humane to actually relocate these animals and disorient them in that way and then drop them off in a place that they don't know.
Mm-hmm. I remember back in 1995 when they were introducing the moose back into Colorado, and that was in North Park, and you would very rarely see a moose, but nowadays you could see a moose right here in Carbondale on the golf course.
Yeah, which was also on the cover of a paper.
Yeah, we had a great photo.
Nice tie-in. I mean,
that wasn't till later in the year, but that was a great photo.
It was.
And Todd, you also used to work for the parks.
I was park ranger.
Yeah.
I worked up at the Alpine Visitor Center as a EMT.
Wow.
Park ranger, so yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Cindy Smith, who actually, she did send that picture just of a moose in RVR, just hanging out right in front of a mansion, and got on the cover in August.
Mm-hmm. I don't know moose well enough to say if that was a male or a female, but we called it our cover girl.
Totally our cover girl. It does, yeah. And just for listeners, and it's so great because that's the Soper Sun is all about community access, and we love to run people's photos, and we have a lot of very talented photographers in our freelance pool and our contributors. And Raleigh, I know you highlighted that in your letter from the editor in this week's paper. But we also love to print photos from the community and letters to the editor and also creative works on the Works in Progress page. So you can always get in touch with us and send a photo to, if you get a striking one, to news@soprasun.com.
Yeah, including if you're out at a high school sports, please send us your photos because we can't be everywhere. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. If you ever have it cross your mind, the Soper Sun should be here when you're at some event. Just pull that fancy camera out of your pocket, otherwise called a phone, snap a couple photos and send them to news@soprasun.com with a description, and chances are we can get something in a paper and highlight whatever event it is, and collectively give as much comprehensive coverage as possible to our community.
Yeah. I will say it's just one other big piece of local news in the beginning of the year is captured by Larry Day's artwork on page 4. Long time Garfield County Commissioner and former chairman John Martin retired after 28 years and was replaced by a vote of the people by Mr. Perry Will, coming from the Colorado Senate.
Yeah, John Martin was on the commission for 28 years.
It's wild to think about.
It's wild.
That's almost as long as you've been alive, really.
Yeah, I'm 32, so for all but 4 years of my life, John. Well, looking ahead at different news as we keep going, in February, in a few notes, Response, a local nonprofit, opened a shelter for survivors of domestic and sexual abuse and basalt. So really happy for that organization doing important work in our valley and that they could take that step and open a new shelter.
Yeah, that was important. And then also in February, as noted in our year in review, and a reverberation or effect of national policy there was a Latino-owned businesses in the area participated in a nationwide Day Without Immigrants strike, which I think would make a huge impact, particularly in the Roaring Fork Valley, where we have more than half or half our population here is Latino. And so much, we count on so many people of Latino origins, in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And we can see that in February, you know, shortly into Donald Trump's, first year back in office, a lot was happening in that regard. And Sheriff Lou Valerio, as well as Carbondale Police Chief Kirk Wilson, each issued statements about whether or not their agencies and to what capacity would assist ICE. There are laws in the state of Colorado that prevent them from enforcing federal immigration law, but at the same time, there are ways in which
they can still communicate.
Interagency cooperation happens. So, mm-hmm.
And Valerio, they both definitely had different, I think, sentiments there. And Valerio saying, you know, that he could participate as much as he could within the confines of the law, and communicate with the federal immigration authorities. Whereas Wilson said that they're not going to ask for someone's ID or immigration status when they call and ask for help or, mm-hmm. or get it. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, because there's this resolution in Carbondale passed in 2017, Trump's first term, which is really voicing that this town honors our immigrants and that they are, you know, part of the fabric of our community and that the law exists here to protect everyone.
I'm just going to point out that we are more than halfway through this show and we've only
that's
gotten
why I was thinking.
February.
Well, it was a big year for news.
Yeah,
and if you want all of the little factoids we pulled out, these little moments of history, you can pick up Soper's Son on stands. We can jump around a little bit more and hit some more highlights. But a lot happened in February.
A lot happened. Feel free to add more from February.
I mean, there was like the Forest Service jobs getting eliminated. We saw White River. Yeah, 3,400 jobs throughout the Federal Forest Service. But former White River Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliams resigned, as well as his deputy supervisor, Heather Knoll.
And interestingly, Scott Fitzwilliams is going to be the guest speaker for Wilderness Workshop's upcoming Naturalist Night.
Mm-hmm.
And that is
perfect.
Now we're looking on our calendar. We'll get back to you on that. When is that? Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Todd. January 7th, you can catch him at the 3rd Street Center, and on January 8th up at Hallam Lake.
And in addition to that, in our weekly calendar, there's an ad in our weekly calendar which outlines several of the upcoming speakers for Naturalist Night. So you can look ahead and get those in your calendar. I kind of love it when our ads break news. We also have the updated library hours on that page, which came in the form of an ad, but there's going to be expanded evening hours at the local libraries in Garfield County beginning in January once they open back up.
I think since we're on the topic of ads, maybe we should talk to our executive director.
No, I was just going to chime in. I have to thank all of our advertisers over the last year that have really made Sober Sun keeps shining, as well as our donors. Over the last couple months, we've had a huge push for donations, and I am so grateful that our community has come through and helped support Sober Sun. I was a little bit nervous. As many of you know, I was facing prostate cancer and had my prostate removed in the middle of November, so I was kind of AWOL the last couple months, and I was always nervous about if we would make donations happen this fall. So I really appreciate the community coming through and our advertisers sticking with us and enabling us to continue our work here at Sober Sun and with Sol del Valle. So thank you for all of you for making that happen.
And it appeared that donations came in super strong. So thanks to everyone as well who put in a donation to our newspaper. We know times are tough and there's a lot of organizations seeking help right now. And we so appreciate all the support that's come to our particular nonprofit and our mission of keeping our community informed and training up the next generation of journalists and promoting independent and diverse journalism through Sol del Valle as well. And a big year, you know, let's throw this in there. I've got a few highlights that I want to touch on before we run out of time too soon.
Yeah,
but among them, and James, I'd love to hear you speak on the topic, the Soper Stars putting out their first first two issues, three issues.
Yeah, thank you. Three issues. Yeah.
In 2025.
Yeah, the Soper Stars is a new youth insert that will print in the Soper Sun, at least throughout the school year, every last Thursday of the month. And we have seven interns right now that are contributing articles and curating the newspaper for each month. And I just couldn't be more proud of them. They bring their own pitches and their own ideas as to what they want to cover. They're educating us about things. If you picked up last week's issue, which was our Christmas issue, or the color of the cover, was when the third issue of the Soper Stars printed, and Gigi or Gisela Rascón filled us in about this performative male trend that's sweeping the internet. I had no idea about. So the Soper Stars is a great way for young people to communicate what might be important to them, the topics that they find interesting, but also for adults to be aware of what does interest them, because they are so wise and so bright, and they will be the ones leading us forward in the next generation. So just so proud of the Soper Stars, and also, you know, really grateful to work with Skylar Stark Ragsdale, who's also a reporter for the Aspen Times, but has come into the fold and helped bring the Soper Stars into its next iteration, just with more academic purpose. We're using our chalkboard a lot more in what we now call the Soper Stars classroom, which makes up half of the office at the Soper Sun. But yeah, really, thank you so much for bringing that up, because it really has been quite an accomplishment.
One thing I noticed as I travel around the country going to all these conferences is how unique we are having a youth program for journalists. I think what we miss in today's world is those youth voices that could carry us through the next generation. And same thing could be said about Sol del Valle and providing the voice for the Latino community. Very unique. And I always say that the Soper Sun is kind of like the community newspaper, like a community radio station. The community makes it happen through their input and through supporting us. So we're very lucky.
Also so valuable, and yes, to bring the news and different perspectives. And in terms of the Soper Stars, we are we're training these young people to appreciate credible journalism, and the difference between that and getting your news on social media, Twitter, sorry, X, which there aren't, and you know, as Amy Kimberly brought up in the last show, there's no fact checking anymore on Facebook. but the Soper Stars and the Soper Sun newspaper is going to always mention, if they do indeed make a mistake, and that accountability, is being passed on to these young people.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the trend in 2026 is artificial intelligence and what do we believe in critical thinking. And I think a printed newspaper is going to actually be very valuable moving forward, because you'll know where that information comes from.
Absolutely.
So,
and we did, at the end of the year, enact an AI policy finally.
Well, I do want to give a shout out while we're on the topic of our students and being proud of their achievements. There were a lot of sports achievements, including the Rams winning their own Brenda Patch tournament trophy. For the baseball team, also the basketball team getting their first league title in 12 years. The Colorado Rocky Mountain School Boys climbing team won a state championship. And I know there's a lot more of those strewn throughout this week's paper. A shout out to John Stroud, who's been covering our sports meticulously in Sopra Sun.
Yeah, for quite some time now.
Yeah.
Since his retirement, nearly.
We're so proud of John Stroud for
so grateful
for joining the Sopra Sun and everything that he brings. It wouldn't be possible for this newspaper to come together without all the diverse people that make it a reality. And among them, he just walked in the studio.
Yeah,
I'm putting him on the spot. Ken Fletcher. Ken Fletcher, who writes some of the more detailed investigative pieces and also never submits an invoice, which just says a lot about his generosity. He also is often a volunteer proofreader. And we wouldn't be the same without Ken Fletcher and all of his contributions.
No, we certainly would not.
Well, thanks. I'm retired too, but that doesn't seem to count.
Well, we're so grateful, and to our other proofreaders too, who all of our proofreaders are volunteer, including Tracy Colassi, who's the manager of the Carbondale Library, who spends her the limited time, extra time she might have, also doing our proofreading.
And Hank Von Berlo.
Hank Von Berlo.
Another retiree working for the Sopra Sun.
And he's a regular who does our final proof on Wednesdays before we go to press. This paper has several eyes on it each week before we go to press.
And that's what makes it so quality.
Which is great. I just can't imagine another place where a paper like this could exist in such high quality and with such wonderful input from so many people. It's been a real pleasure and honor to be able to be part of it.
Well, I just want to shout out our show officially ends in 10 seconds. I'm going to keep us, we're going to skip Bird Note
skip
today.
Skip Bird Note this week.
And then we'll pop out at 4:30, so we don't have a lot of time. Probably won't get to more highlights. There are so many here.
Pick up
newspaper.
A copy of our year in review at a yellow newsstand.
Just driving down the street in Carbondale, you can see all the changes that have happened in the last year through all the development, too. It's been pretty amazing. So
true. And the community rising up when they don't agree with some much larger developments.
Yeah, yeah. And the community rising up was kind of the theme that we threw on the cover this year. It was a year of a lot of protests happening throughout the valley, ranging from a dozen people at the Carbondale Roundabout to thousands underneath the Grand Avenue Bridge, as James so eloquently put into words. it was an inside joke that probably three plus months, at least 3 months, every single week there was some protest coverage, whether it was a photo in Calendar or parting shot or a full article. There was consistently a protest inside the Sopra Sun for at least 3 weeks, 3 months straight every week.
Yeah.
Which said a lot just about how this valley is responding to what's happening in this country.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
And yeah. Hopefully we'll this year too.
Well, it shows us that we have hope that things may change because people are letting their voice be heard.
Well, a fun factoid, which I always shout out when Ken graces us on the air, is that the music in the background for our theme song is he himself playing two guitars at once.
It was astounding. I don't know.
Ken is with us every Thursday here on Everything Under the Sun.
Whether I'm physically here or not. Yeah.
Whether he's physically here or not.
And we are unfortunately out of time. That flew by. We could have filled an hour.
We could have.
It's time for regional roundup. Thank you for your support.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.